Welcome back. Midday, midweek, this precious opportunity to gather in ground, to pause and practice presence with yourself, with each other, with this life that we're moving through, with this life that's moving through us. And you might, in whatever way helps you begin to arrive, you might arrive in the external space that you're sitting in, looking around, looking behind you, if you wish, letting that animal body know, oh yeah, no danger imminently threatening from behind. You might let yourself land in the circle, just taking a moment to take in the friendly faces of the circle that's gathered so frequently for years now. And then finding a way into a posture, letting it be a discovery process. In this moment, in this body that's here today, finding a way to position yourself that expresses a measure of dignity and invites quality of ease. Feeling your way into the support and the stability of the ground in whatever way you're in contact. Letting there be a literal or perhaps an energetic lift through the spine. And then a letting go of any unnecessary efforting in the body. Softening through the eyes, loosening through the jaw, releasing through the shoulders and the belly. And a relinquishing of any impulse to move that might linger in the lower body. having melted your awareness through the body in this initial sweep, there might be a greater sense of connection with the body that's here, and including pockets of discomfort or reservoirs of tension. And so you might allow your awareness to slowly and gently wash through the body again, like a warm sunbeam offering the warmth of your attention, your care, to any of the knotted places. Inviting additional softening physically, if that's possible. And if not, perhaps softening any resistance or struggle with how it is in the body. It's like this. Just like this. And as you inhabit your body, you might bring a little extra awareness to the length of your spine, the strength of your back. Feeling the dignity and stability that's offered by an elongated spine. a sense of here. Here. And wrapping your awareness around the body to the lower torso, the abdomen, bringing particular attention to the breath as it massages the abdomen from the inside out. Slight expansion with each in-breath. Release, a resting with each out-breath. We often hold so much in this part of our body. The belly can be a reservoir for worries, resentments, fears. And it can also be a space of openness and receptivity. So inviting any softening as possible in the belly. And bringing your awareness upwards toward the heart center. With a curiosity. Exploring if there's any way that the strength of the back body and the softening of the belly support an opening of the heart. Maybe literally a broadening of the heart center, this upper quadrant of the torso, or maybe energetically. And you might let this awareness of strong back, soft belly, Opening heart. Be in the background of your awareness for the remainder of our practice together here, as you might simplify to being with the breath or another touch point in the body. Strong back. Soft belly. Opening heart. And as we come toward the final minutes of our practice together, perhaps feeling into how this connection with a quality of strength and softness might support an opening of the heart to be in relationship with this world, and so needs the care of each and every heart. To support a world where all beings might know a measure of safety, health, happiness, and freedom. So we're sort of in this extended space. We've been working with the five remembrances for many weeks, and the last 2 weeks we've been exploring this territory of action, right? My actions are my only true belongings. You know, there's no way to escape the consequences of my actions. They are the ground upon which I stand, and how does that relate to the teachings of these truths of aging, illness, dying, and this realm of, you know, not self that we've also been sort of weaving together. And I thought we might take one more week on action because it's such rich territory. And you know, wise action is expressed in many different ways. You know, one of the framings of it is one of the teachings of the Buddha is the Eightfold Path that has all these right, you know, right intention, right, and the three middle steps relate to action, you know, it's right speech, right action, right livelihood. And we've looked at some of these elements when we've looked at the precepts, or we've looked at, you know, some of the heart qualities that point us to wholesome action, wholesome engagement. And I've been feeling a lot of this energy in the field, might be because it's election season. Sometimes I think stirs up this sense of like, how do I engage, or what's right action, or how do I move through the world? How can I serve and support well-being in some way. And so, I was just sort of reflecting on this and what supports wise action. Not so much what is the wise action, but what supports us in living into wise action in the form of speech, whether that's how we talk to ourselves, how we talk to others, how we act, what our behavior is. Or I often think of right livelihood because I know some of you are retired, so you might be, I'm not necessarily in the work world, but it's really how do we use our precious time and energy? How do we offer ourselves to the world? It's not how you earn money, it's how do you offer yourself to the world in any way? And so one of the things that arose for me from my own practice over time was the three ingredients that I lightly wove into our practice. And oh my goodness, when the brain just loses a name that it wants to reach for. I just lost one. I can see her face. I know what meditation center she teaches at. And Joan Halifax, Roshi Joan Halifax. Thank you. I was like, Upaya, Zen Center. I was like, Joan Halifax. It's a Wednesday, apparently. But, she often evokes that beautiful teaching of strong back, soft belly, open heart. I often work with the gerund form of opening heart. Like open heart sometimes feels like a high bar, but the opening heart. And I have found this to be a helpful little practice around wise action over the years of part of what supports wise action, I find, can be, strong back, literally, strong back, just touching into the back body. Part of what that can connect us with is the back body, I find, also helps us come into presence sometimes because we often lean forward, literally. And if we bring a little attention to the back body, sometimes that by bringing ourselves upright, we're rooting ourselves into presence, into the present moment. And there can be a sense of dropping more deeply into steadiness, into stability. It's not whether your spine is literally lengthened or it's just this energetic tapping into. There's a quality of stability in our spine and our skeleton that can anchor us. And then this tuning in to the abdomen. Because we hold so much, right? We collect. It's a reservoir. And I find in tense times, it's like, wow, there is a lot swirling down there. I'm feeling it as I read the news. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to look at a poll. I don't want to, know what's happening. But when we can attend to the hardening, the contraction, the containing that's happening in the belly, sometimes there can be this softening, this settling, this releasing and relaxing here. And what I find is that the body is a model for this. This literal opening can happen in the heart center. If I lengthen through the spine and I soften the belly, it actually creates more space for the heart. And modeling that or feeling that in the body actually allows or might invite a relating, a connecting with the world. Because we often go into collapse when we're not in our elongated spine, when everything's collecting in the belly. We can sort of do the Charlie Brown schlump, you know, like it's really, life is hard. And strong back, soft belly allows an opening for the heart. And wise action typically arises out of presence and out of care. And the world's asking for both from us right now in so many arenas. Part of what, and these are all invitations to play with. It's not like this is the teaching. It's just things I've been playing with over the last couple of years. I find that there's an element that strong back points us to, which is clear seeing. And so much of working with these remembrance practices has been a courageous clear seeing. It's like this, right? It's like this in the body. It's like this in my circumstances or in our national or global circumstances. And in the softening of the belly, there's a vulnerability. And that's also part of the remembrances, isn't it? There's a vulnerability of living in the body. There's a vulnerability not just in this body, but in all bodies. So there's a quality of tenderness that sometimes can arise when touching into soft belly. And those two qualities of clarity and courage from the back and tenderness from the belly also can be channeled through the heart into care for the world. So maybe the last thing, you know, that I'll acknowledge here, because, you know, I often like to offer you practices that are ones you can sit down with and savor and kind of marinate in the formal practice. And then these informal practices, these touchstones for daily life. And that's part of the bringing in the strong back, soft belly, opening heart. Because in any moment, you know, if you're feeling like the heaviness, the contraction, you just read some political perspective you don't agree with and you just do this, you know, it's like, okay, I want to go crawl in bed and not face the world. Sometimes that's skillful. I don't want to take that away from you. We do need a break. We need those moments of hiding or unplugging. But another way you could play with is really like what happens if you change your body posture or you tune into the energy or even the mantra, strong back, soft belly, open heart. So that might be there might be something in there of an informal practice that you can carry in your basket as you keep moving through this life. So I think I'd love to gift you just a little time in pairs so you can have more intimate connection, and then we'll come back for a final sharing. So let me create. All right. Enjoy each other. Welcome back. I'll just see if there's anything that wants to be offered from your hearts, anything that wants to be spoken. Yeah, please. Thanks, Julie. Cool. I look forward to hearing what you and everyone maybe discovers. These micro practices feel so essential more and more. Yeah. Well, and I think that we're on the long arc, the long arc of justice, really. And it may be excruciatingly long, but I think these moments, just like these micro practices, I think the micro moments of relating make a difference. I think they're the only thing that's going to make a difference over time, over the long arc, is that we only transform through relationship. Yeah, so just, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Maybe what we need to work with next week in anticipation of the election is equanimity. Maybe that's what we need next week, 'cause then the following week, and then we'll see what we need the week after, the day after the election. Oh. I love it. I love it. Good. Well, maybe I'll just close with a short poem. In the spirit of wise action, like, what do we own? What is this self, out of all of this? This is kind of a sweet poem entitled Flowering by Linda Buckmaster. Pick a crevice, a homey gap between stones, and make it your own. Grow a life here from wind, rain, and the memories of ancients embedded in limestone. The bees will use you for their honey. The rock will soften under your touch. You will draw moisture from fog and hold it. Your presence will build soil. This is all we have in this life, all we own. A flowering, an opening a gap between stones for tiny, tender roots.